Blog Talk Radio. I decided to do a special broadcast tonight because I've been going through a lot of, rumblings in my mind. Ever since this thing started with the Hurricane Sandy, a lot of ideas have been coming. For the last few days, I've been in a state of reception. You know, when I say I've been in a state of reception, I've been receiving. I've been receiving intelligence from the future, from a higher source, from an advanced source. I'm not going to be spooky and spiritual and things like that, because that's not, if those of you who have listened to me know I'm not even in that vein. I'm not even in that vein of spiritual talk and unseen forces and whatnot. I'm going to tell you exactly where my vision comes from, where my intelligence comes from. It comes from the future race, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, those of our people who have become supreme beings and who have actually moved physically and mentally beyond this world, who are in the next world, who are in an evolutionary state. I'm going to say it again. My messages come from the future. Now, I know a lot of people have a problem with that. My guidance comes from the future, not from the past. That's why I don't read books. That's why I don't read historical books and history books and things about ancient Egypt and Nubia. I know about all those things. I heard them before. I had an interest in them, read them, heard them. The ancient Nubians, Kemites, Egyptians were black. Yeah, black. I heard it all. They all look like us and whatever. Okay, I heard all that before. So now, what's next? What's next for the so-called black man and black woman? What's next in our evolution? Or do we think that we're constantly supposed to be moving in a rotation of thoughts, in a ritualistic way of thinking? No. That's not natural for our people. Not at all. We can't keep moving in the same rotation and rituals of thoughts. We can't keep on with the same mindset. We can't keep on with the same white man is the devil, white man is the beast. And I said to myself, I'm stopping that. I'm not going to insult anybody anymore. I'm not going to insult the white man. I'm not going to insult the black man. I'm not going to insult anyone anymore or come off as being insulting. Though I never meant to be, I was just calling things as I saw it, how they really are. But language is very important. It stirs things in people. The word is powerful, especially when it is coming from a source that is supposed to be utilized, an instrument that's supposed to be utilized for powerful projection. I recognize myself as an instrument that is supposed to be used for powerful projection. So therefore, I cannot dwell in those circles where the so-called black race mindset is. I made a statement on Facebook where I said, please do not post anything on my page that has to do with politics, racism, metaphysics, Egyptology, Pan-Africanism, Moorish science. I'm not interested. You understand? I'm not interested. Masonry, I'm not interested in any of those things. You know, black militancy, black power, you know, the white man or what's negative. I'm not interested in anything that has to do with that. My goal and my job for being here is to advance the intelligence of the bright race, who I refer to as that supreme people that are coming out of the black race. And we're not going to advance the intelligence of the bright race by throwing rocks at the white race, by insulting the black race, and because my concern is not neither the white race nor the black race. I don't have a hate for anybody. I don't have a love for anybody. I'm indifferent. I'm as indifferent as people who come across me and, you know, act a certain way with me, and then next minute they're on to a whole other thing. I become indifferent towards you because I'm only interested in the supremacy of the bright race, my people. And like I said, the beautiful thing about supremacy is that it has no equal. I'm not trying to be superior to anybody, because the equal to superiority is inferiority. They both balance each other out, the bottom and the top, top and the bottom. The superior is the top, the inferior is the bottom. And we as so-called black people have been balanced with it, you know, unknowingly. By calling ourselves black, referring to ourselves black, we have been on the seesaw with the so-called white race. We've been going back and forth, you know, looking for rights, handouts, aggression, reaction. We've been reactionary people. And that has stunted our growth to become actionary people, people who are actionary in our own evolution. We think we're being actionary when we're cursing him out, calling him the devil and things like that, and, you know, or just focusing in on what's going on in the society and looking for loopholes to get over and try to ride the system. No, that's actually slowing down our mental evolution, because while we're looking for handouts, while we're looking for scapegoats, while we're looking for people to blame for our condition, this is slowing down our intelligence. This is slowing down our evolution. We go out purposely now and we look for problems. We look for them. You understand? People say, oh, well, brother, you know, the problem was always there, and you know, you can't just say that. Were we supposed to just forget everything and let the white man off the hook and things like that? You, the fact that you're living in this society every day and y'all ain't did nothing yet, you already let them off the hook. Y'all already forgave. Y'all just sitting around here brooding and looking for a handout, and you're going to keep going in the same rotation of ignorance, negativity, rituals, spirituals, special rituals. We're going to stop that. The only way to stop that is by sacrificing the whole black race. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is I'm not talking about killing anybody. I'm not talking about hurting or maiming anybody. Or, oh, you, because somebody came on my Facebook page. Somebody ignorant came up there talking about, oh, you hate your people. What you doing for your people? And, you know, you hate, you a hater. You hate on your people and this, that, and that. I said, if you listen to my post, and obviously you ain't paying attention, because it's always these people who want to come with negativity. They never have anything to say when, you know, you're saying something positive. They tune in and they key in on negativity. They're trying to find something negative to say all the time because that was their intention in the first place. No, what I said, you know, is that our people and sacrificing the black race, I mean sacrificing the submental mentality, the submental mindset, sacrificing the whole idea that we exist as the bottom opposite of other people, sacrificing the whole idea that's held us back in our mental evolution. That has to go. Sacrificing people who are mediocre, people who are satisfied with mediocrity, those people and those things and those limited desires and perceptions have to be sacrificed in order for us to be better people. See, because black people always crying and complaining and moaning about why their life is no good, they unhappy. But what happens is with black people, people who are in the darkness, because when I say black people, like I said before, for those who are just first listening, there's no such thing as a black people. These are, when I say black people, I refer to people who are in darkness, who are in a state of ignorance, right? Black people who are in blackness, darkness, and a state of ignorance, certain people will come out into the brightness or the light. You know, I said that these people are addicted to pain. They are addicted to bad circumstances. That is a mental condition. That is a mental problem. They expect negativity. They expect things to go wrong for them. They expect to be at the mercy of other people, so much so that when you try to present something to think beyond that, they don't think it's possible. They'll shun that because they're constantly in conflict. They feel like they constantly have to be in confrontation with people, constantly. They feel like they're constantly in a war, mental war, but the biggest war is with themselves. So we trying to get beyond that. We have to sacrifice all these old ways. A lot of people who, they got one foot in the state of the future and the evolution of our people, then they got one foot back because they still want to be around regular black people. They still want to be around the people who have the same concerns, people who have not stepped out of Egypt, have not stepped out of Moorish science, who have not stepped out of Islam, Christianity, and all these things that keep us going in a ritual of madness, rotation, where there is no evolutionary change. There's nothing else. So I said I'm not going to be the one that jumps into the circle of madness, because even what I was teaching, and I started talking about certain things and, you know, and making the difference between the races, you know, and saying that our people are not really part of the human race. When I started doing that and making reference to it and being specific about it, that was done, yes, to get us to recognize who we truly are, but also to get us to take us out of that circle of madness, people who are constantly going to be in the Bible and the Quran, constantly blaming people for their condition, but people who will never receive relief. The relief that we are looking for is at the tip of our fingers, is that it's one thought away from our reception. All we have to do is sacrifice something. In order for you to have something in life, in order for you to achieve greater things in life, you have to sacrifice old things. In order for you to achieve a new life, to achieve a new way of thinking, achieve a better world, a better life, you have to sacrifice the old. See, this is what black people don't understand. But we get it in the bright race. We advocate this in the bright race. We advocate the sacrificing of the whole black mentality. We advocate the sacrificing of making the black race the sacrificial lamb. Whether it's your boyfriend, who you know going to keep saying the same things over and over again, whether it's your girlfriend who's not talking about nothing, whether it's your wife, your husband, whatever, your family. People who, you know, you keep them in your life and whatnot because you have a sentimental value for them. But at the end of the day and at the beginning of a new one, they have to be sacrificed. They have to be sacrificed for your own sanity, for your own mental evolution. Because as I said last time, thoughts are heavy. People's thoughts are heavy and they will weigh you down. You understand? Their thoughts will weigh you down. Their thoughts are carry weight, energy, power, and they will resonate in your head if you allow them to take up space in your head, right? It's the same way as you consuming bad food. You can also consume useless thoughts, and that's what the black race is full of, useless thoughts, useless energy, right? We're going to discuss that in full detail tonight. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays, and this is State of Mentel Radio. And tonight, we're talking about sacrificing the black race for the birth of the bright. You have to sacrifice the old for the new. I'm going to keep saying this. The old has to go. You can't say you like this message of becoming a greater person or raising up, coming amongst the people who are ready to start from one and go forward, breaking a circle, thinking outside the box. You can't say that and still be around the same old people. You can't say that and still desire to be around the same people doing the same old things. See, because that's what that's really about with our people. Our people have this submental, a lot of our people, or should I say we even divorcing those people, a lot of our people still have this submental connection. They want to be amongst the submentals. Because it's a lot of submental people. It's like that big party, right, where you go past the party and you see a whole bunch of people in the party and you think, this must be a fun party because there's a lot of people here. That's what our people look at when we come in on this level mentally and you don't see that many people, but they're starting to come gradually. As they're starting to figure things out, they come slowly. Right? That's what it is when they walk and they're looking at the submental people and they're looking at the things they're doing and the fun they have and things like that. So I can hang with these people. I can get with them. But like I said, they start to infect you. You start to become infected. I knew a sister who she was amongst her family in Georgia, and she told me that, you know, I got to get away from them because I'm starting to do certain things, and I'm starting to do certain things I don't like and this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 and eat a certain way, act a certain way, and this, that, and the third. So she recognized that she started becoming infected. Because as I said, the black race carries a disease of uselessness, hopelessness. That's a real disease, a mental illness. So what do when you have people who carry that mental illness? Just like you would have to quarantine somebody back in the old days of smallpox and things like that, you have to start to quarantine quarantine the black race out of your life. Your average people, your regular people, you have to quarantine them. You have to separate yourself from them in order to move forward yourself. That's necessary. like I said, a lot of people say, oh, brother, you can't say that's wrong, brother. You know, we a house divided. What are you talking about? I had somebody tell me a house divided. The house have been divided. The house been divided. It been divided long before the intellectual Nubian Menkar age came and said anything. It's been divided a long time. But see, here's the beautiful thing about this division. This division takes place based on newness or a higher mentality, an advanced forward-thinking mentality. People who are trying to break out of the prison, break out of the box, and move forward in a straight line, a linear line of thought, not people that are going to constantly form another box and stay in a rotation and keep going forward. These are people who are looking to free themselves from this mental bondage, this bondage of racism, sexism, culture, and religion, and all this madness, politics, and demanding land and thinking people owe you something, reparations, all this madness and nonsense, militancy, everything. Like I said, people say, oh, brother, I don't understand where you're coming from. Why you don't feel that way, brother? I said, because I'm real about what I advocate. I advocate a cutting away of these things because I'm more realer about it than you people are who claim to advocate these things like militancy, religion, and things like that, because you living in this society, you following the ways of the society, obviously you are not really about what you're preaching in the first place. You just in the world just like anybody else, regular thinking and things like that. You going through a rotation same as everybody else. You're not really living out what you advocate. You claim to be a militant, but you're not living that out. You claim to be a Muslim, but y'all not really living that out, because the black man, whenever he get in Islam or whatever, Islam becomes his Islam, and he do with how he want to do it. You understand? He's trying to follow the group of people because he has no real identity. He growing hair all over his face, and he acting this way, and he trying to act like that, follow the ways of some other man because he really has no identity of his own. No, and what we advocate in the state of mental and in the intelligence of mentalect, it's about us becoming better people, individually and collectively, as individuals within the collective. This is about us evolving into better people, not us trying to be in the image of other people, not us trying to be Egyptians or Moors or Muslims or Christians and trying to be Christ-like. We're not trying to be like anybody else. We're trying to be ourselves, a better and greater image of ourselves. This is what we focused on. We're not focused on moaning and crying about what happened in the past. There's nothing to be done in the past. Everything that happened in the past was meant to happen. We're interested in the evolution of our minds and what we are ready to receive. That's what we are interested in. If this is not going to further us, if this is not going to make us move forward, then it's a waste of our time. We're not going to waste our time anymore. I say as of now into 2013, the state of mental is not linked to any one of these black movements. I'm not interested in anything that's going on. Any interest the black race has, I'm not interested in. I'm only interested in the evolution of the bright race. The mental evolution of a new people that are coming up out of the black race. I'm going to say that. I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. So like I said, you will never hear me refer to the white man as the beast anymore. I'm not going to disrespect anybody or disrespect the so-called black man. I respect everyone until you give me a reason not to. I want my people who are coming along with me in the state of mental, who are going to be entered members in the state of mental, who are going to go through this evolution to show respect to everyone, which is why I had our people clean up their faces. The black man, the so-called bright man, I'm not referring to you as the black man. I'm referring to our people who are being entered in, because as you enter into the state of mental, you become bright men and bright women. You are no longer part of the black race. You're no longer part of the mentally dead people in the darkness. You are now people of light, solar intelligence. As you enter this state of evolution, this state of mental evolution, you are a new people. You are reborn. You understand? You are the phoenix out of the ashes. You are the elect. Moving forward in this day and time, a new people. Pay no attention to the old people that will pull you back into the ashes, who want to pull you back into the black ashes of death. Pay no attention to those people, because we're going to have plenty of them along the way. This is where your mental strength comes out. This is where your mental defenses are supposed to come up. Pay no attention to the people who want to pull you back into the circle and the cycle of mediocrity within the black race or any race, the human race. Forget just the black race, because, like I said, the so-called black race is doing nothing different, nothing more different than the human race. Forget the people who want to pull you back into the mediocrity of the human race, to do the same things, to keep rotating in the same rituals. I said something today. I said that your so-called black militants and people who are into all the black causes and movements, they're no different than the white races, because they always constantly trying to remind you that you're black and that you're supposed to be limited or in this constant state of confusion and rotation with them, right? Because, like they said, the white man used to say, those racist ones, they say, oh, remember your place. And what is your place? What did they teach you your place was as a so-called black man and a black woman beneath them? Or in constant confrontation and constant rotation or revolution with these people. So by them constantly putting that in your mind, constantly putting that racial thing in your mind, and constantly revolving you in that mindset, in that madness, it slowed down your evolution. It was meant to keep you in a submental state. But see, we in the bright race, we haven't fallen for it. I'm not raising the people that are going to fall for that. I'm not trying to raise the people whose mindset is going to keep going in that rotation. People who accept mediocrity. People who accept being regular people. People who desire to be amongst regular people, desire to be in regular circumstances and situations. I don't want those kind of people around me. These type of people will not be in the state of mental. These type of people will fade out of my life. These are not the type of people that, you know, because when these kind of people come around you, like I said, they tend to bring everything down. That's their whole job. Like I said, they come in white face, they come in black face, they come in yellow face, they come in all kinds of faces of the human race. Because the human race are submental beings. They are submental. They are meant to be submissive. They are submerged in this state here on earth. They are of this world. This world suffers from Down syndrome because they were born down here. Terrestrial beings, those of the bright race who are keyed into this message where it resonates, you are of a celestial breeding. You come from a celestial breeding ground above this. So you must be above this mentally in order to move beyond these people. You must make yourself supreme in your thoughts and in your intelligence. You must keep company with only supremely intelligent people. You must lay down with supremely intelligent people. You must breed with supremely intelligent people. And these people will gather within the state of mental as the bright race. They will not be of the black race. They will not be of the white race. They will not be of the mixed race. They will be a hybrid, right? They will be a hybrid of what you call the so-called Negro, those solar intelligent beings. We have no hate for the human race. We have no love for the human race. This is about the Amun race, the continuous ones, the Omni beings. We have no love or hate for anyone within the human race because they are the creation. They are the creation. And it was necessary for the creation to come about to keep order, to assist in keeping order, right? It was us that got out of order. And it's us, the majority of our people, who want to stay out of order. And then want to blame people for not receiving good or stellar treatment here. We're not blaming anyone anymore. As supreme beings, people who are looking for supremacy in themselves and in what they're trying to do, as a people who are looking to become supreme people, continuously becoming supreme in their everyday existence, we have to accept responsibility for everything that takes place from here on out. There is no blaming anyone anymore. There is no it's everybody else's fault but our own. Because that is a submental way of thinking. That is a rotative way of thinking. This is only about the mental evolution of our people. We have the ability to move past certain things. Tomorrow, when I talk about the evolution of the state of mental, I'm going to go more into this. I'm going to go more into how we can make ourselves better. That's my focus in the state of mental, making ourselves better, not at the expense of downgrading anyone else. Not at the expense of us against them, and this is why we like we this and this and that. When I made the when I differentiated, it was only to show that we are different, and therefore we are supposed to be thinking and acting different. It's not to say that we're better or worse. It's not about that. It's about breeding a better people, making a supreme people, a people who will continuously move by way of intelligence, and we don't need the old rhetoric. We don't need to keep constantly revolving in the old rhetorical ways of thinking. We don't need that. We have to be the pioneers of a whole new level of intelligence. We have to make ourselves the receptors of a whole new level of intelligence. And I came as a receiver of that intelligence known as mentelect, meaning an elect people who receive a high mental knowledge. An advanced mental knowledge, a people who by nature, by super nature, or supreme nature, are going to receive this beyond all others. This is for our betterment. That's it. This is for our betterment. This is for us to win. See, because we're not trying to find greatness in other people anymore. We're not looking for negativity in other people. We're not looking for positivity in people. We're not looking for negativity anymore. Okay? We're not looking for that anymore. We're looking for the betterment of ourselves. We have to present an avenue to the people, the ones of our people who want to do better, right? We have to present an avenue or an alternative to show them better and our living example. We can't say things are wrong and things are bad based on someone else, because people are always going to do what they're going to do. People are going to be the way they are. People, you know, expect this from regular people. People are going to constantly do what they do. Now, if we step out of people's way and let them be them, they're fine. That's their circle of life. It's only when we get involved in the circle of other people's lives who are not on our level, that's when we constantly get caught in this rotation of madness. People, I'm going to show you how people are. People will hear this. People who are in that sub-mental mindset, people who carry that human mentality, they will hear a message like this, and they will try to find something negative in it. I guarantee we'll probably find at least one person who will have something negative to say about this message tonight. I don't care what race they are. They will have something negative. But the people who are on a positive, upbeat thing, who are moving in their own circle, you understand? They will see the positivity in what's being said. They won't find anything wrong with it. Not that I care whether you agree or disagree with it. I don't really care if you agree with this message or disagree with this message of mentelect. But what it shows is that people will always look to pull you down on that sub-mental level. They will weigh you down with their emotions. They will bring you down with their paranoia. They will try to manufacture things. They'll call you agents. They'll say that you're trying to do something, some tricknology to the black race. They'll say all kind of madness just to pull you back to that sub-mental state, people who are doing nothing themselves. People who are not aiding in the evolution of our people, but rather they are actually leading to our downfall, to our downward spiral, by constantly having us revolving in the same limited ways of thinking, constantly got us going in rituals, doing the same things over and over and over again. No, we can't do that any longer. I know a lot of my people are starting to evolve mentally. They're hearing the message. They're hearing the message. Their minds are opening up. They're not looking at us as some black group, some new black group. I want to thank Sarnetta, Sarnetta of the conscious community. I want to thank the red pill and the blue pill. I never said this before, but they did something beautiful for me. They did something beautiful for the intellectual Nubian Menkaris. I'm going to tell you what they did. About three years ago, I let myself, I talked about this once, twice, but I'm going to bring this up again. I was on a panel discussion. You might be able to find this on YouTube, but it doesn't matter because I was cut out of it. But anyway, I was on a panel discussion where you had the Moors up there. You had somebody representing the Moors. I believe somebody from the Nation of Islam was there. I believe you had some guys who was trying to restart the Marcus Garvey thing. You had a bunch of people there. The Brother Polite was there. All these guys were there. Right? Everybody from different groups and, you know, was there. Pan-Africanism was there. You know, everybody was in the house. A Latino cat was there who was part of this thing. All the conscious people. You know, you've not seen these people on that circuit. Right? Now, I came there because a Moorish guy asked me. Though I didn't want to go, but like I said, I came there and I sat on the panel and, you know, it was about how we're going to come together and make things better and whatnot. And, you know, they charged people to come in and things like this. It was all done up in Harlem. Anyway, I took part in it, and I sat on the panel discussion, and, you know, and the state of Mintel was, you know, still pretty new. We was the new kids on the block and whatnot, and a lot of attention was given to Polite, and a lot of attention was, you know, the red pill and the blue pill guys was filming it, and a lot of attention was given to certain people that they knew, and they totally cut me out of the panel discussion. I answered the questions, and, you know, I figured I was just answering the questions based on what they asked me. And a lot of people, you know, they just basically steered away from me. They cut me out the whole thing because I guess I wasn't, you know, part of that on that level of thinking with them. I was on something totally different, right? So they excluded me. But and the whole thing was about being brothers and brotherhood and things like that, and I'm like, y'all, the whole so-called brotherhood thing, you just, you know, totally went against everything you claim to be about because I wasn't treated like a brother. But that's all good. You know, you disrespected me, but yet you're talking about brotherhood. You cut me out of the whole thing. But it was beautiful because I'm not mad. I'm actually happy. And I always say this because that was a defining moment for me in the state of Mintel. It let me know that I'm not like these people. My message is totally different. Something, you know, was special about this message that they found it necessary to cut it out. I took it, like, first I was, like, kind of pissed off. I was angry and whatnot, but then I thought about it. I was like, no, I'm not really angry. I'm happy that they did that because I wasn't supposed to be a part of that because the message and what I come to is much bigger than that. You understand? It's not part of that rotation of that rotative way of thinking. It's not part of that. You know, I thank them. They were the instruments through Amun used them as instruments to show me that I was in the wrong place. You understand? This message is supposed to be for a totally different, for a whole different evolution, a different mentality of people, the breeding of a new people. Because you all out there who are hearing this, where it's resonating with you, it's letting me know that this message is in the world for something that is beyond me. I'm just an instrument. I'm being utilized to bring a message through. I'm not giving you anything personally from what I want to give. I'm not interested in it. Me personally, it's not about me. But people on that submental level are personality driven. So they're going to make it about me, like I said, in order to trivialize your words. But it's not about me. This is about the evolution of you all. You all were tired. You all asked for this. A elect group of you who have graduated from the circle of life have asked for this. You want the next level of life. You want the next school of thought, the highest school of thought, one that will continuously keep going. So you produced me. You asked in your thoughts. You started saying, what's next? And you brought me here because I am next. You are next. We are next. We got next. You understand that? We got next. You understand? we have next. It's time for our people to move forward. This is not, like I said, a Facebook group. This is not a game. This is for the serious-minded people, the people who tend to want to trivialize it are not serious people. Their focus is on a submental state. They can't move beyond that circle of thinking. They can't. They'll always have a childlike mentality. Nothing will ever be serious for them. The so-called black man and black woman will never grow up. Their Toys R Us kids. You understand? They will never be able to get out of their emotions. They'll never be able to get out of their childish behavior, their mommy and daddy issues, their paranoia, seeing spies and agents everywhere, even when they're not even talking about nothing that anybody would be concerned about. You know, y'all not talking about nothing that nobody would be concerned about, yet you're worrying about spies and agents. That's why I told people in my on my page to stop with this agent madness. You're not in the conscious community. We are a whole nother entity of people. At least that's what I want coming amongst me. I don't want paranoid people coming amongst me. I don't want people talking behind people's backs and all this nonsense. Don't bring that to me, because you will be dismissed in what we're doing. We're entering people in. This is year one. 2013 is the new beginning. It is year one. And I'm calling on my people, and I'm asking my people to come from wherever you are and make yourselves seen. Make yourselves heard. Because we have to go through this evolution right now. We are in a state of evolution. Because as if one or two people are hearing this message and it's resonating with them, you know, that means that it's meant to be. It's meant to take hold on the planet. The celestial level of intelligence is meant to take hold on the terrestrial plane. That's what it means. A celestial level of intelligence, higher intelligence, is meant to take hold on a terrestrial plane. You know? It is that added element, or that added level of intelligence that's coming into the atmosphere to change and alter things. You are the instruments of that intelligence, those of you who this message resonates with. You mentalists, those of you who this message resonates with, you are mentalists. M-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T, not T-A-L-L-I-S-T. M-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T. The people who are members of the state of Mentel are mentalists. They are a race of Mentellians. They are a race of receivers for higher intelligence, advanced intelligence. There's a reason why you're not thinking right now on the same level as the so-called black race, those who look like you. I told a sister, I said, though you may be my color, you're not my kind. Our people are the ones who think as we think, who are thinking above and beyond these circumstances. Circumstances are things that you allow yourself to fall into. Circumstances are things that you allow yourself to be governed by. You understand? The circumstances are what you allow yourself to become part of. They're not you if you actually stand on the outside looking in. But the problem is a lot of our people are weak-minded. A lot of our people are weak-minded, and they're going to find problems. If you look for problems, you're going to find them, no matter whether they're not, you're going to create them. This is what the people have been shown how to do within the black race. Our people will look for problems to fail purposely. And if they can't find them, they will create them. They will find some reason to mistrust someone. They will find some reason to go back into their childhood and talk about why they have trust issues. You understand? They will find a reason. They will create something as an excuse. These people still are in a black mentality, because that's what black people do. That is not recognized by people within the bright race. I was making big statements when I said that we're going to totally eliminate jealousy within the bright race. We're going to totally eliminate pettiness and paranoia within the black race. I mean, within the bright race. Not possible within the black race. You can't do that within the confined box or the confined space of the black race. That can't be done. What's done, what's been dictated for the black race to follow in a state of rituals has already been dictated. It's already done. There's no change. The only change that can happen is people who are coming out of that mindset. There is no change within the black race. There is no change really within the human race. You understand? There really is no change. Only the things that are being dictated to them that end up popping up in their physical world, that's where the change happens, where they're forced to have to change. What do I mean by that? I mean that when you put systems in place, physical systems, when you put physical laws in place, when you put physical ways of thinking in place, then you're going to see a change in people. But the people who are opening themselves up to receive that, that's only going to be an elect few. That's only going to be an elect few that do that. You understand? We are that elect few. We are the first men and first women of the new millennium. 13 years in, we are the first new people. New names, new mentality, new mindset. Constantly being renewed, continuously being renewed. Now to a mentally dead people, they'll say, oh, there's nothing new under the sun. There is now. There is a new mentality under the sun. It's not going to resonate with you because you're still in that box with the black race. You know? It's not going to resonate with you because you think we're the same based on the shades of our skin. No, we're not the same. Mentally, we're not the same. So as mentally, we're not the same, physically, in a minute, we're not going to be the same. We're going to start to change. People are going to be able to see the difference. It's like when you see a person who physically abuses themselves, they smoke cigarettes, they get high, they drink, whatever. You see, you can look on their face and look at the rundown look on their face and how they hold demeanor, their physical demeanor looks, which starts with their submental level of thinking. But when you look at a people who are not doing these things, who are carrying themselves a different way, on a wholly, totally different level of thinking different, you start to see a physical difference in how the people look. You start to see it. You start to see it like, yeah, they kind of resemble, but they're not really the same. So as you're starting to advance, you're going to start looking different from these people who are still moving in a submental state. You're going to start a transmission, and then you're going to start a transference. You understand? And then you're going to start a transformation. A transmission, a transference, and a transformation. The transmission is mental. The transference is a switch out. And the transformation is the total redoing of the physical and the mental. That's going to happen. This is not metaphysics. This is not some laid out science already from mankind. No, this is the knowledge or the intelligence of mentalect. I'm going to say it again. This is the intelligence of mentalect. This is the intelligence of mentalect, the high intelligence of mentalect, that new thing under the sun, that new intelligence that is now on the planet, that celestial intelligence, that otherworldly intelligence that our people have been without for thousands of years. We've been desolate and naked. We've been desolate and naked in this society. So now we have to come back to who we truly are. Or should I say go forward to who we truly are? I don't like to say the word back. There's no back for us. That's not an option anymore. Back is not an option for us anymore. Some of our people, like I said, don't look for this message to resonate with the black race. It's not going to resonate. It's not going to resonate after a while with the human race. Certain things, they'll pick up and they'll go, oh, yeah, I like certain things, this, that, and I like certain things, that, and I agree. And you hear certain ones of our so-called people in the black race, they'll say, oh, well, I agree with certain things here, he say, and I agree with certain things, but I don't totally agree with that because your mind is still trapped in that submental state. You got one foot in and one foot out. You're still holding on to the past and so certain circles of, and levels of thinking. You still with the African, Islamic, and all this other stuff. You still going in that circle. You're still beating that dead horse. You're still linked to dead people. And if you're linked to dead people, how do you expect to come into the living? If you're linked to people who are dead, if you're linked to civilizations that are dead, how do you expect to move into a continuous life? People who are constantly living in the future, how do you do that? There's no way to do that. There's no way. The black man, the so-called black man, the ones who are in tune, the so-called black women, the ones who are in tune, you've been looking for this. You've been looking for light, true light, real intelligence, solar intelligence, advanced intelligence. You've been looking for that connection to the future, things that were going to move you past Pan-Africanism, Egyptology, Masonry, and all of this other madness. You've been looking for this, the ones of our people who are in tune. The ones of our people who show up and listen to broadcasts where it seems like we're talking about things like the white man and, you know, this, that, and the third. Those are the people who are constantly going to be slaves to this mindset of racism. They're going to be slaves to it. These are the things that make them perk up. These are the things that make them resonate because they got to axe the grind with the white man, but not really. Not really. We don't have an axe to grind. We're not angry. We're not vengeful. Because we realize that the true culprit of our problem is us. We are the true culprits. We were the ones who weren't smart enough. We trusted people to be smart for us. We trusted people to harness intelligence and do things for us when we should have been doing things for ourselves. We got a very valuable lesson in our history of the world, in our history within this existence. We got a very valuable lesson. We got to see what happens when people start slipping mentally, when people are not thinking anymore, when people are allowing submental thoughts to enter their brains, to enter their minds, when they are vibrating on a submental level and allowing thoughts to enter in, to shift their way of thinking to the bottom, when we allow people to subliminally seduce us into being bottom feeders, into being people who are constantly looking for handouts and looking to blame people, irresponsible people. This is what we got the lesson in. And until our people get this lesson, until our people get this this lesson, this lifelong lesson that we seem to constantly keep, have to keep going to school and keep going in rotation, until our people get it, we're going to be doomed to repeat the same thing over and over again. That's one thing these people said that was right, that we're going to keep being doomed to repeat the past. They'll say, oh, brother, if we don't know the past, we're going to be condemned to repeat it. Yeah, we are condemned to repeat it because y'all haven't learned your lesson. You have not learned your lesson. People sit up here in amazement of things that happened in the past. People sit up here in amazement, and they get in awe of things that happened with history. But these very people who keep you in history are keeping you attached to dead societies and a dead mind state because they're mentally dead. Don't fall for the pretty words. Don't fall for the educated-sounding people. Don't fall for that. These people are mentally dead. Because though how you know they're mentally dead is because if you ask them about anything going into the future evolution of our people, they draw a blank. People who can't look forward, people who can't tell you what's next, people who can't open the door to what's next, they are dead. Because they are linked to dead societies, dead cultures, dead ways of thinking. People who are constantly caught in the now and people who are caught in the then are people who don't exist in the future. We're not supposed to be focused on the now. We're not supposed to be focused on the then. We're supposed to be focused on the future, shaping ourselves for it constantly, constantly ahead. We're supposed to be the ones before the two. We're supposed to be the first before the second. Before the second's on the clock, we're supposed to be the first on the clock in this time frame. The ones who are moving in this realm or in this rotation, but not of it. That's what it means when I say we're supposed to exist as first people, not second people or people who move by seconds. We're supposed to be existing as people who move by first. I'm going to take a call. 267, you're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm so glad I came across your show. I'm not sorry to admit this because I did have children and I'm, you know, grateful for all my kids, but I think at an early age, I was brainwashed so bad, and like sometimes it still affects me to this day. Like, unknowingly, sometimes I just get angry at my own race people, and it's I don't know, it's like a disease or it's just something that, you know, I'm dealing with and I'm getting help for. I'm actually seeking help for this, like mental help, the therapist, psychiatrist, and stuff like this. But, yeah, like, we're really trying to breed out our race, and it's unhealthy. Like, even though we're doing this, it's not going to cure that mental state of mind that the individuals who self-hate have. That's not going to make it any better. Only thing we're doing is, you know, eliminating our race. Before you know it, there won't be any dark-skinned people left. We'll be gone. And that's crazy because I feel like, you know, with all the, you know, programming and the televisions and the movies and stuff like that that preach bright people and, you know, pro-brightness, like a lot of us, we don't have anywhere to turn. We don't have no resources. We don't have a support system. So the only thing to do is just release and give in to it, I feel like. And that hurts us because now we believe that, you know, we begin to hate each other. We begin to hate ourselves. We don't want to be, you know, African. We don't want to be dark-skinned. Now we want to be beautiful. We want our kids to what we call have a second chance or a better chance at life. So we go out and we interrace and we breed. And this is what's breaking down, you know, the African community, and which is breeding our race out and diminishing it. We won't be anymore. This is crazy.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm only 28.
Okay. Did you hear the whole show from how where I started at? Did you hear from the beginning?
No, I just came in from work, so, I mean, I'm just getting settled in. I didn't even get in the door yet, and I turned on my computer, and it's automatically, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, so I seen your show. And I just popped in, jumped on in, you know.
Okay, I want you to listen to what we advocate and what I'm advocating within the state of Mintel. I'm advocating the evolution of a people outside the black race. People, when I refer to the bright race, I'm not talking about light skin and dark skin. I'm not talking about that. That's a submental way of thinking. I'm talking about intelligent people, people who are in tune with the highest source, people who are in tune with future ways of thinking, people who are breeding based on intelligence, so-called black people who I don't refer to as black people, who we have blown past that whole title of African and black and, you know, all these things, because these were all names that were given to us by other people. This is not who we are. And when I explained about, you know, why we shouldn't be using this title black anymore, because it exists as an opposite end or spectrum of white people, and as people who are trying to become trying to move into becoming evolved people who are thinking on a higher level, supreme people, we can't exist as the opposite end of these people any longer. We've already come to this part, and now we're in a stage where we're reacting and we panicking and we talking about we African and we black, or we going the other way where we want to mix in with these other people. Well, we don't have to do that when we've actually come to a state, whereas we're supposed to be looking for the intelligent ones of our people, people who are in tune mentally, people who are beyond this rhetoric of blackness and militancy and things like that, because we went through all that already and it hasn't worked in our evolution. I'm saying that we're supposed to be receiving a level of higher intelligence to move us into the future as a new race of people. I said the bright race as an intelligent race or people who are advanced in their way of thinking. Doesn't have anything to do with race mixing. Doesn't have anything to do with light skin and dark skin. This is a new intelligent people out of the black race, because the majority of the so-called black race is ignorant. We're going to just be real with it. We're not going to sugarcoat this. I don't care how it sounds. It's the truth. You understand? I'm not interested in how things sound. I'm interested in truth. Majority of our people are mentally dead. They're finished. So we're talking about breeding a new people who are not on that level, who are beyond the mentally dead, the people who care about life, the people who care about their children and want their children around the right kinds of people within our level of intelligence on a higher level. This is about breeding it more intelligent beings and people within our race. And if we have to break out of this race of ignorance and rotation of people to do it, then that has to be done. And that's what we're trying to focus on within the state of Mentel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Quiet. Silent.
No, I'm just like, I never thought about it that way. And you know what? I never even heard of that before. But you know what? I'm going to just sit back and listen now that you just opened my eyes to something else new. So I want to know what this is about. I mean, I'm going to look forward furthermore into this. I mean, if it can happen, let me know. Sign me up.
Well, it's already happening. Go to the SOM.info. Go to the SR website for the State of Mentel. We are an intelligence movement. We're not a black. I mean, it's all so-called black people here, but we don't use that terminology black anymore. We're done with that because, like I said, it exists as the opposite end of white people, and we're not trying to be on the opposite end of white people or anybody else anymore. We're beyond that now, you know, because that whole black thing was done to make us, you know, constantly stay in this racial rotation with white people, because every time you hear black, you think white. Everything you hear white, you hear black. We're not trying to be the black version of white people. We're trying to establish ourselves in a new world as an intelligent race of new people who have no equal or opposite people with us. We're not going there. We're not taking Islam with us. We're not taking Christianity with us in this new world. We're not taking Judaism. We're not taking no Egyptology with us, no Pan-Africanism. That's over with. We done. We coming into a new realm of higher intelligence right now.
Well, I hope we're successful in this because we need an answer. We don't need prayers. Excuse me for anybody who's Christian and maybe listening. But, you know, we got to do something because I'm really tired of, you know, the bigotry and, you know, the hate and the violence. Something's got to be done. And, I mean, if it worked and when it worked, oh my God, I can't wait. You know what? Yeah,
Well, be part of the evolution, sister. That's how you do that, not the revolution, because revolution means to revolve in a circle, and that's all black people been doing here since we got into this whole dynamic with this racial thing. We just been going in a revolution, doing the same thing over and over again, racism, religion, culture, you know, metaphysics, the same thing over and over again, so we have to break out of the box and out of the circle and form a straight line to that linear path of evolution and higher intelligence. This is real. You know, every group you're going to have a people that evolve in their way of thinking. And, you know, this bright race that we're talking about in the state of Mentel, that certain ones of our people who are coming out of the black race, it won't be the black race, it'll be people that will come out of the black race. We are starting to evolve into that right now. The evolution has started as of the new millennium, 12 years in and going into the 13th year, which represents a new day. A new race of people are coming out of the black race, a new and an intelligent race of people. So this is what we're advocating in the state of Mentel.
Sounds good.
All right.
Sounds good. I mean, you should get business cards or something. I feel like I should be making greeting cards.
Well, like I said, you go.
I feel like throwing a party because of that. That sounds great. I mean, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, the door is open now for the evolution of our people. The door is open. So, we, like I said, as the door is opening, it's on our people to take that and be part of this evolution and coming together collectively, because we can't survive in this world as individuals. We can't. We have to move on as a new race and a new collective of people who are not reactionary people. We have to move on as actionary people, because that's all the black race has been doing since they've been having this interaction with every other race of people. They've been reacting to everything. They have not been actionary in their own evolution, and that's not what we're doing. That's what we're doing in the state of Mentel. We're being actionary, not reactionary people. We're taking action for our own and taking responsibility, because we advocate that with the men who we refer to as those bright brothers, those bright sisters too, to take responsibility for your own actions. Don't blame other people for what we have let happen to us. Biggest thing we say, you know, in taking our evolution to take place is that we have to take full responsibility for everything that happened to us in this society. We can't blame anybody, not the white man or anybody. It's all our fault.
Mm-hmm.
because that's how you truly become or get on the road on the path to becoming supreme people, by taking full responsibility for your actions.
I got a question.
Yes.
Do you think that they're ready for it, though? I mean, because the behaviors of our people, when they get comfortable in doing something, they don't want it to change. So the question is, do you really think they're ready for this? Because I'm ready for it. I mean, like I said, I'll get them business cards out there today, tomorrow, right now.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
You go and be my Facebook friend. I am the intellectual Nubin Menkarays. You go ahead and be send me a friend request and whatnot, so I can see all the people who claim they ready. Because, like I said, we come in, we out here in Brooklyn, New York, but we about to go all over the place as we are entering members into the state of Mintel, and we are about this advancing evolution and, you know, building for our people. What you asked me, do I think black people are ready for this? No, black people are not ready for this. But that's the whole point of it. You know, black people are not supposed to be ready for it. Bright people are. People who are coming out of the black race are going to be ready for it, and that's all that really matters. Because I'm not interested in, you know, the evolution of the black race, because that's not going to happen. The evolution, black people are already in the circle, and they already in their Christianity and their Islam and their Judaism and their Egyptology and their Pan African. They're going to keep going in those same circles to nowhere. It's just a constant ritual and rotation going spiraling to nowhere. So we're not interested in them. We're only interested in the people who are looking to come out of that. People like yourself and people who are coming along in what we're doing. Because it's always a chosen few that make a difference in the world. It's never the masses. That never happens.
Just imagine that. Imagine that down the line, and like you said, a chosen few run into those people who preach the black power. You just look at them and be like,
they gonna look prehistoric.
I mean,
they look prehistoric.
Like,
they starting to look prehistoric now.
Yeah, they're gonna look crazy because we are gonna be walking around so free, so liberated. We're gonna be on a whole nother frequency that they're still gonna be stuck. It's just gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. I can't. I'm just laughing right now. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I've been preaching on all those previous shows where, you like you said, they just going in a whole circle. All they do is talking. They're going to talk till their face turn blue. It's time to do something. That's what I'm about. I'm about action. It's time to get up and do something. I'm about to set an example. That's what I'm about to effing do right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, we on Facebook, State of Mintel, M-E-N-T-E-L-L. If you're in the chat room, you can go and Sister will put it up in the chat room, where you can reach us at, where you can reach me at, where you can become Facebook friends and whatnot, and see our broadcasts and things like that, and see what we advocate in the Supermen, Superwomen project that we do every month for potential people to come in as members and whatnot, because we're interested in raising an intelligence movement in a community separate from the black race. We're not interested in separating ourselves pretty much from everybody other than the Dukamas, because this is needed in the evolution of the people too. It's like quarantining your people. In order for you to have healthy people, you have to quarantine them from people who are sick. Right?
Yep.
You have to quarantine them. And that's what has to happen with as the evolution of the bright race happens. That's why the whole topic of this discussion is the sacrificing of the black race for the rise of the bright race or the bright, because the black race is sick and they're not trying to get any better. They want to live with the sickness rather than to come out of it and cure their minds and things like that. So we can't no longer stay in a house that's, you know, filled with sickness. A lot of our people have to come out and we have to separate ourselves, you know. Like I said, the same way, like the Jews, they separated themselves from the rest of the white race. I'm just giving this as an example. And they have their communities, and they thrive in their communities because they have something they live for and stand for and they live by. That's something that's going to have to happen in a hybrid or advanced people that are coming out of the black race. Because the black race, they don't have anything they stand for. They don't have anything they live by. It's just whatever right now. So.
To me, I feel like they're trying to gain power. Like, they're unaware of their own power. With that whole, you know, pro-black thing or that black all that other stuff that's angering them and making them mad that they're not letting go, that's causing problems and dividing them even more. So you are right. They don't have anything that they believe in or live for. It's just, you know, they're observing what one man do, and they mimic it and try to make it their own, and, you know, it becomes a problem. It really becomes a problem. It's just, you're right, they're so sick, and oh, my God, I'm so ready for change. It's just crazy. I'm laughing at it right now, and I mean, it didn't even physically happen to me, but I feel like this has already taken transformation already. Like, I already feel a big difference. I feel like, you know, I should have been feeling, if I was a Christian and had got baptized. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you said, but you said something and it clicked and it's awesome. And you know what? It's just mad. Wow. Because you know what? I'd be looking at somebody down the line and be like, you still on that? I'm going to just laugh, and I'm going to walk off because it ain't nothing to it. I'll be like, yeah, you play those games. Keep playing them games with them. Mm-hmm, y'all got that? Y'all got that? I don't play them games no more.
Yeah, well, nobody got time for that. So, all mm-hmm. right, so like I said, if you're in the chat room, you'll see it. Sister Natural Diva New York, she puts NY, Natural Diva NY, she put my information up. She put the SOM info up, the About Us section. I don't know if you at the State of Mintel's official site, the SOM.info. You can see who we are, what we're doing. Like I said, this is not a Facebook group. This is not a makeshift thing. This is a real intelligence collective in the community that's being set up. And, you know, this is where we're going from here as the Bright Race. So,
mm-hmm.
Where are you calling from, sister?
Me, I'm calling from Philadelphia.
And what's your name?
Bridget.
Take it now.
Well, my real name is Melinda, but you can call me Bridget.
Okay, Melinda Bridget. Okay. Looking forward to seeing your request and whatnot so you can hear our broadcast and things like that, and you link in, because we're going to be broadcasting Monday and Wednesday and Friday. We broadcast. This is a special broadcast we're doing just for Sunday night, but our normal broadcasting times are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got to take a next call. It was nice speaking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you. Good night. Well, I'm going to take a next call. 575.
Peace, bro.
Peace.
Yeah, I wanted to call or add in on on the topic. You know what I'm saying? And then keep it moving. Just wanted to make a couple of statements, if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying, just to notice, you know, let the world know, and also to add on that our peoples have already sung the most, we done ran the most, jumped the highest, we done did all of those things in the world to the most, instead of using our minds and our intelligence. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to commend you on bringing it forth, because everything else has already burned out. It's already burnt out. We done been in all the movies. You know what I'm saying? We did all the acting, the singing, the basketball, the football. It's old, it's dead, it's done. You know what I'm saying? And one thing that our people never have done is sit down and say, when are we going to use the most of our mind and the most of our intelligence? And now's the time. So, you know, I'll pick you up on it. And also wanted to add on is just in the profession that I went to school in and grew up in, called planners, city planners. I went to school for architect. So these are some of the people that think in the future, because the city planners are the ones that's always planning for an area to go into the future. You know, so if people don't understand what it means to go into the future or look forward, you know, they can take a look at city planners, because it's a good example. You know, that's all I wanted to add on.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right. No doubt.
All right, 510. 510, you on air?
Peace.
Peace.
How you doing, Norman?
How you doing, bro?
What's going on? Good.
All right.
You kind of threw me off with this Sunday show, man. I almost missed you.
Yeah, I said I wanted to do it. I've been in a high reception mode for the last few days, and I've just been in high reception, and I felt the need to do this. I am the universe. I just want to hold on 1 second. This guy in the chat room, I am the universe. I would like to add a distinguished speaker that melanated awareness will play a crucial role in our ascension. Okay, melanated awareness and, all right, this black talk. I don't understand black talk and this melanated talk. It sounds like rhetorical stuff. And I don't want to hear any rhetorical, melanated, black talk. So I am the universe. You know, you can fall back and listen, or, you know, you can just focus on your, I really don't understand why these people come in here. If you don't agree with what's being said, I would just leave in the first 3 minutes and, you know, not make problems. That proves what I had to say. I left you in here. I am the universe because, like I said, you just go to prove what I was saying, that you always going to have people that want to pull you back, you know, all people have melanin. You know, it's always one that comes in. Who cares? We don't care about black folks. We don't care about white folks. We're not interested in the human race. So, you know, we don't care about how many. What does that have to do? If you see them in the thing, what does that have to do with what we're talking about people having melanin? It's like you people on a. You people on just a. You know, I got to let you go because, you know, I am supreme, your universe, or whatever you call yourself. You have a nice day. We got to let you go because you of the black race and you're being ignorant right now. So we got to let you go. I'm going to kick you out. Have a nice day. You're causing confusion. Peace. Bye. Like I said, I don't know why these Negroes come in and cause confusion, but, you know, he's gone. You know, like I said, he ain't got nothing else better to do with himself. I don't understand why. That just proves to you, like I said, of the human race, of the human animal, they always look to pull you back to the submental because that makes them feel better. You know, they can't move beyond it, so they sound like broken records and they beat you over the head with their black talk. You know what I mean? And it's not doing anything for them, so whatever.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was in the high receptionary mode, so I said I had to do this broadcast to you know, let people know what our focus is going to be within the state of mentality. You always got people coming up here promoting their agendas and what they want to do. Set up your own radio broadcast and promote your own agenda. This is not for people to come here and promote what they want to do. If you're not trying to help in the evolution of our people of the bright race and the state of mentality, don't come here, don't call in, don't post in the chat room. We're not interested. You know?
There it is.
We're not interested in nothing you're talking about. These people always want to come and chime in on time that we pay for. Time that we focusing on this intelligence and building the state of mentality and the bright race. They want to chime in and come with nonsense and trying to promote some melanated black talk and some simple-minded nonsense. Go set up your own joint and you could be black as you want to be. You could raise your red, black, and green. We're not interested here. We're not interested in any Pan-African talk, any racist talk. We're not interested in hate the white man and we all melanated beings from Egypt and red, black, and green this and black power that. We don't want to hear that here. You barking up the wrong tree. You don't understand this tree. You know? So, yeah, it was necessary because, like I said, that's why I wanted to take the turn to, you know, stop with the, I said when I was saying earlier, the whole focus on racism thing. We're not doing that going forward. As of tomorrow, I said, you know, we're taking this new turn within the state of mentality. Well, we're making a sacrifice to that whole black mentality here. The whole point of this broadcast is to talk about the sacrificing of the black race so that the bright race can come out. We have to sacrifice. When I say sacrifice that, we have to sacrifice those old black mentalities that, you know, wanting to be regular and mediocre people, because that's what, you know, blackness really represents at this day and time. It represents people who claim to be supreme, or we black and we got potential and we potent people and we power, but I don't see it. I don't see it. I hear a lot of talk. I hear a lot of people beating on their chest and think that means something because they got some shade in their skin, some color in their skin. They think that means something. You understand? But at the end of the day, it's the people who got no shade in their skin or less shade than you that's controlling the world, that's in power. You understand? You not in power. So what does that really mean? You under them. So I don't want to hear how much melanated force of a melon, watermelon, whatever. Watermelon, watermelonated.
Really,
you know, I don't want to hear that nonsense no more. I'm tired of these Negroes patting themselves on the back. We gods and we melanated beings and we was the ancient ones, this and we was that. You ain't doing nothing as the future ones. If you ain't doing nothing as the future ones, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your black rant. Go somewhere else with that. You know, we don't want to hear your black rant no more. We don't want to hear about that. That's why I said this is part of sacrificing the black race, sacrificing smoking weed, sacrificing pants hanging off your behind, sacrificing Yankee baseball caps and $200 sneakers and all kinds of stupidity, sacrificing a caveman look with this hair all over your damn face. You black women out, you so-called black women out here who want to lay up with these slugged-out Negroes. You know what I mean? These mediocre Negroes, then you claim that you calling gods, they got to be sacrificed too out of your life. Because I said on Facebook, you so-called sisters, y'all need to be laying down with gods. You need to be laying down with gods and producing gods, not laying down with regular men.
Not sitting up here
laying down with regular men and then getting pregnant by them, then having second thoughts and being on your first and second and third and fourth abortion. Because you changed your mind. You understand? Because you didn't want to give rise to some mediocre seed. You understand? No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that within this evolution. And we're not taking no Negroes with no black rhetoric. So keep your black rhetoric, set up your talk, and y'all can keep talking that same black rhetoric. Like I said, we sacrificing that black mentality. We sacrificing the women, the black women, because I said you bright men who getting with these black women and you bright sisters who getting with these black brothers, they're going to slow down your evolution.
Hell yeah.
You know, you still sitting up here talking about you a righteous sister and you sister black goddess this and you sister goddess that and you were some slug Negro or some natural Negro who got with long hair who talking about this black spiritual crap, and he's just a lazy nigga. That's all.
With all them pretty words,
them pretty words, a whole lot of pretty words.
Yeah.
Or you sisters who talk this stuff, and you out here race mixing, you doing all that. Like I said, that's, you know, that just shows where you are. I'm not mad at you. That just shows where you who you truly are, and you perpetrating a fraud. So. We not perpetrating a fraud. We being who we really are in this day and time, who we came to be in this day and time, and who we going forward as. That we trying to breed intelligent children. Because that's what it's really all about. You sisters supposed to be helping and breeding the evolution, the breeding of intelligent children, and breeding and opening your minds to receive higher intelligence, as you brothers are as the bright race. A new beginning. But like I said, Negroes don't want you to have a new beginning. They want you to constantly keep rotating the same negative mindset. That's why they have to be sacrificed. They have to be sacrificed in your friendships and your association with them. They have to be sacrificed. They have to be sacrificed as your lovers. They have to be sacrificed as your wives, your husbands. Cut them off because they're going to slow down your evolution because this thing is happening. And for our people say, oh, well, I don't know why it's not happening to me yet or why this ain't going on. Maybe it's because you ever think the people you got near you and around you,
it.
Why it's not happening?
That's it.
I don't care if you got 3 and 4 kids by her. Take your children and leave. Leave. Try to work something out. Get you, because when you take her out of the equation, a sister who's on your level mentally, who is going the right way, or a brother who's on your level mentally, who's going the right way, will appear in their place. But you can't have you can't expect an evolution to occur in your life if you got people around you who are not about the evolution. They about the revolution. They about the same ritualistic ways, the same rhetorical nonsense. Because like I said, we always draw these Negroes in. Like I said, these angry Negroes in with their rhetoric and their ritualistic way of thinking, and they not happy unless you thinking on that same submental level as you. Because like I said, like the guy in there, they want to always show up. If you don't like what you're hearing, why stay and do that? I would just leave. But that's where their energy is. Because they, you know what that is? They need life. They need to draw life in here because they feel life coming in here. They feel life, and they know that world in which they vibrating with that black melanated nonsense talk they doing, they know that world is dying. So they need to go somewhere else, like the succubus that they are, and find a new place to suck off energy.
I call them succubus.
Yeah, that's what they are, a bunch of damn black succubus. You know what I mean? And the white ones. The human race are a bunch of succubus. And your black man and your black woman who in that mindset are no different. And they want to suck off your energy and whatnot. They want you in that dead state. You know, they want you there. They want you there upset and angry and want you back in that rotation of thought. They want you eating McDonald's and Burger King and thinking about nigger nonsense. You know,
yeah, hey,
so.
Noob, and I want to encourage, I just want to encourage, like, the sister that just called. I want to encourage people that are feeling in that way, the way she's feeling. It sounds like she has the mental ex Holy Ghost. You know what I'm saying? That's how it makes you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When the shit resonates with you immediately, that's when you know, man. That's when you know. And I just want to encourage you, sister, whoever you, I didn't get your name or whatever, whoever you are, to just, I want to encourage you to just investigate the state of mental, per se. See what it's about. Go to the website. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe that she is one. She's potentially a bright person because she has all of the symptoms. You know what I'm saying? From what she was saying on the phone, it sounds like she has all the symptoms. She's sick and tired. You know, she's ready to go forward. You know,
mm-hmm.
but she really don't have a guidance. You know what I'm saying? Up until now, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just want to encourage her to just go forward, you know, and check out the state of mental. You know, just like I'm doing. I'm with it, you know. But just people that feel like that, I'm telling you, she had the mental ex Holy Ghost.
I wouldn't put it that way, but I'll take that. All right, the mental ex Holy Ghost. All right. We can run with that. You know, it works. So.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I'm gonna go ahead and listen to the show, bro.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you later, Noob.
All right. Next call. All right, Rich. Take this next call. 11111. You're on the air. 11111. Hello.
I am Max LaCole.
What? Hello? Okay. All right. That person was gone. All right. I'm going to play a little bit of music because I've been running my mouth. Let me see what I want to play. Time went fast. Let me see. What do I want to play? Okay, my favorite, Sambo Contigo. Goodbye to the black race. We'll be right back. far too long we've been held back by this thing where we think just because we share the same skin complexion that we're supposed to all think or follow the same path, right? Now, people will say, well, brother, you know, you saying that was the problem, you know, where you saying Christianity and all this stuff, you know, and the things black people follow, you know, that's the thing that divided us. Well, the thing is, with those things that divided the so-called black race, they were all still in the same vein. They were all still the same practices. They were all still based in the same principles. They were all based in the submental illusion of things that were caught in the time frame, of times and identities that were caught in the time frame. Like I said, people sit here and talk about Moors and Muslims and Christians and Israelites and all these other things, and these are things that are caught in the time frame, things that are not who we truly are. We are timeless people who got caught in time frames. I'm going to say it again. We are timeless people. We are supposed to be timeless people, meaning people who are not linked to time periods, but we become people who are caught in time frames. In other words, there was a time where somebody called us Israelites. There was a time where somebody called us Chemites or Egyptians or Nubians and all these other things, and we got caught in those titles based on time. But what we ultimately didn't think about was who were we before these titles? Who were we before these titles? Who were we ultimately past these titles? Who were we before these titles start to take hold on us, or we allow these titles to take hold on us, and who are we coming into being? That's what we should be trying to figure out. That's who we should be. That's what we should be trying to connect ourselves to. Who are we beyond these titles? We are mentalists, those of our people who are receivers. We are mentalists, people who are receiving higher intelligence. That's what we're supposed to be making ourselves, to make ourselves better people collectively. We are mentalists, M-E-N-T-E-L-L-I-S-T, a mental people and intelligent people and advanced people who are receivers of higher intelligence. This is who we are for the evolution of our race, for the evolution of our people. And our race is not the black race. I'm going to say it again. Our race is not the black race. Our race is not the human race. Our race is the bright race, the almond beings, the almond race. We are not of the same race as the humans. We are not of the same mentality as the humans. We are not of the same mentality as the black race. That's why you're coming to grips right now. A lot of our people are coming to grips, and they're getting tired. Because you thought for so long that because we share the same skin complexion and things like that, that we are the same people. And that's not true. That's not true. We're not the same people. The people who carry the same mentality as you, who vibrate on the same mental level of you as you, are your people. That determines where you come from and where you're going. You understand? Not people who are locked in time, locked in identities and titles that didn't even come from them. Came from other people calling us things. And we got used to it. Like the sister said, we got used to these things. We got used to these rituals and rotations and limited ways and perceptions of thinking. And we ran with them. We ran with them, and we ran to no place. Look at where we at now, no place. We're nowhere. I told our people, I said, the so-called black historians, well, I said black people are not interested in history. That's why I said in the state of mental, our focus is the futury of higher intelligence. That's our focus, the futury of higher intelligence. Yes, a new word in the state of mental. You're not going to find it coming from the dictionary. The futury, F-U-T-U-R-Y, the futury of higher intelligence, advanced intelligence. That's what we're interested in. Our evolution. Forward. Not back. Not people who are going to continue to move in the same rotation. We're not interested in that. Been there, done that. Not people who are going to keep ranting and raving about blackness and whatnot. Because I'm going to tell you something. The people who keep ranting and raving on these soapboxes about blackness and religion and culture and things like that, the people that keep ranting on these boxes, they're not doing it because they really believe that. They're doing it because they just really don't have anything intelligent to say. You understand? So they want to be heard. They want to be heard. They want to sound. They want to sound intelligent, but they really are not. And they don't really have anything intelligent to say, so they say the first thing that comes to mind: blackness, Egyptology, Pan-Africanism. You know, the things that sound smart, because they read some book, and in this book, they respected the so-called men who were in so-called the educated. They respect these men who wrote these books. So, in their minds, a man who could actually sit down and take time to write a book is intelligent to them, or educated man. So, because they want to sound educated, they'll take these books and read them, download them into their brains, download the information, right? And they become information junkies, and they find themselves spitting this stuff out verbatim. But they can't find real intelligence in it, because there is none. It's just useless facts, useless historical dates and facts that serve no purpose in your physical evolution, serve no purpose whatsoever. Right? It's a safe thing to hide behind. History and information is a safe thing to hide behind for the ones who are mentally dead, the ones who are mentally weak. They hide behind history and culture and religion because they're mentally weak. They can't move themselves to another level beyond that. Their reception is low. So they are satisfied with moving in the same rotation of thinking. Right? We're not producing those kind of people within the state of Mentel. We're not producing those kind of people. We're producing a brand new people. And advanced people who are not connected to the past. Yeah, we know the past. We know the Egyptians was black and this, that, and the third. That's all you really know. That's all you really need to know. It was black people. They was people that looked like us, and you know, and they were Sumerians. Our people was all in those time frames. True. Beyond that, we got that. We get that. There's no need to keep studying this for the next 20 or 30 years or keep telling our kids this. We tell them the Egyptians were black. They built these empires and these societies, and they was black, and that was what we was then, but this is what we are now. We're moving forward. You know, that would blow these people's minds, because then they can't sound intelligent anymore. They can't sound educated no more. They don't have anything to talk about, because once the focus is on these people, like I said, once the spotlight is on these people, right? Once they're in the crosshairs to actually have to do something and be responsible for the evolution of our people, they can't do that. They can't do that, and they don't want to do that. It's easy to keep talking about the same thing in a rotation and be about that, like I said, to rest on the laurels of other people. That's easy. That's why, like I said, the black race and that mentality has to be sacrificed. We have to make that our sacrificial lamb. We have to make that the obstacle in which we are climbing over. We have to look at that as it really is. People who are in a submental state with a bad mentality, a race of people who are like that. And we have to step out of that bad race of people, these people that are constantly moving in this rotation of submental thought. We have to step out of that race of people. We have to step out of that race of people as a new and evolving race of people, as a phoenix that's rising out of the ashes to move forward. We have to step out of that. Because if we don't, we will die in this rotation with these people. We will continue to die. We will continue to watch our children die. We are subjecting our children to being around mediocre people, or what's becoming not even mediocre anymore, which is becoming worse. Degenerates. People with a degenerating mentality that is degenerating by the day, by the hour, by the minute. Getting worse. We can't do this anymore. You should not want to do this anymore. Our people who are hearing this, you should be advocating this amongst the people who are thinking like this, the people who want things to change, to really change. The change is in us. It's not going to come from anybody else. It's not going to come outside of us. It's not going to come from outside of us. Don't look for the black race to change. Don't look for anybody, the white race, anybody to change. Don't look for the human race to change. They are where they are. They're on their own revolutionary path. They're on their own revolutionary path. You can't change their minds. Their minds are made up already. There's nothing you can do. All we can do is try to find our missing, find our intelligent ones, the ones of our people who are seeking this, who are looking for this state of evolution, who are looking to move outside this box, who are looking to make the sacrifice. Like I said, you sisters can't say that you want things to happen and change in your life and you want that bright man or that God or what you that supreme being, and you keep going with the same people over and over again. You keep laying with the same kinds of males over and over again. You brothers can't say the same thing. You laying with these same females because you're trying to get a piece of sex or whatever the case is. You can't keep saying that because then you become a hypocrite. You understand? You kill off, you know, people respect you more when you stand for something. See, because the black race, they don't stand for nothing, so this is where you differentiate yourself. You can't say I'm going to be a different person, but I'm still smoking cigarettes and weed, and I'm hanging out with these guys and whatnot. They can't respect you. They're going to only want to respect you, and some will even follow your lead once they see that you are being different. That's when they're going to respect and want to be with you. Not when you're giving and you want to be around them because you want some sort of company because you feel a need to be with people. That's a mental illness. That's a submental mind, a way of thinking, that you feel the need to be around a bunch of people even when they're doing the wrong thing. If anything, you should be trying to attract yourself to the right-thinking people, people that are going to be able to help you to chime in and pull yourself into something better. You shouldn't be sitting here trying to, oh, because I want to be, you know, I don't want to be by myself. And you gotta, like I said, being alone, by yourself, away from people who are ignorant, that's the best time to get and receive thoughts. That's the best time to pull in reception. That's the best time to find out who you are. You should cherish those times. You should be cherishing those times. Because there's going to be a time where you're not going to be able to have it again. Where, you know, it'll be moments when people are around you because, like I said, people only want to come around you when you don't want to be around them. That's when the people attract to you the most. When you don't want to be around them, they want to be around you. You understand? That's when they're going to want to be around you. That's when they're going to want, but when you run around and be around them and you're on their level, they don't really want you around. When you're trying to vibrate on a higher mental frequency, they're not going to want you around them. So you have to sacrifice these people before you become part of the sacrifice. So let me go ahead and read these things before I close out the broadcast. Like I said, it's been a special Sunday broadcast. I wanted to do this. I wanted to get this off. And, you know, I felt the need to because we're about to open up a new era within the state of Mentel, a new door. So let me see. Okay, here we go. You know, as I always do the last of the questions before I call it a night. Oh, November 25th. November 25th will be the Supermen, Superwomen Project here in New York City. The Supermen, Brooklyn, New York, Supermen, Superwomen Project. Okay? What does it mean to sacrifice the black race for the birth of the bright? What that actually means is, we have to sacrifice our old submental ways, our ways of people being people in darkness, people in an ignorant state. Doesn't mean black to, no, ain't got nothing to do with no color, ain't got nothing to do with no complexion problem. It's talking about the people who are in darkness. Because as I said before, when I'm talking about the so-called black race, I'm talking about a race of people who are in darkness, who are in a state of ignorance, and a people who are going to come from amongst them who are looking to move into the light as a bright race of people, a solar intelligent race of people who are not the opposite end of a white race of people or inferior end of the white. We're not going to keep going back and forth with the black and white thing. We're done with that. So we have to sacrifice that mentality. Okay? Is this a racial description or a limited mental one? Like I said, it is a limited mental one. Black, being calling yourself black, is a limited mental perception, you know, that we have to exist as the opposite end of other people. We've got to move beyond that, right, if we're going to advance into the future. We can't be reactionary people anymore. We have to become universal people, not people who are bogged down by land masses because people say this is where we belong and this is where we come from. We had a whole history of people trying to put us in our place. You African, you a nigger, you an Egyptian, you this. Yeah, these are nice terminologies, for a time frame, but we so much more than that. Those of our people who are in tune, some of our people ain't no more than that. Not interested in our people who aren't any more than that. I'm interested in people who are more than that, who know themselves to be more than that. Okay? Why is it necessary to sacrifice the black race? Because it's slowing us down mentally. The black race is slowing us down. If we stay in this whole mindset, we're going to stay slowed down mentally. There's not going to be any evolution for us or our children. The elect that's talked about in your book of Revelations is these people that are gathering today, the bright race, the intelligent race, the solar intelligent race who are in tune with God, which is your next generation, your children, your grandchildren. They are the God race. Your ascension, the people who are in tune with the ascension, the future intelligence coming from your bloodline and your genetic. This is what we are supposed to be coming in tune with in this day and time. We are supposed to be advancing to this state. But in order for us to advance to this state, we have to sacrifice that black mentality. We have to sacrifice ourselves in the race of running in that circular race with the black, with the so-called black man and black woman, running in that race to nowhere. You understand? That's what we're doing. That's why everybody could come and take advantage of our people, because we run in a race to nowhere. There is no sort of mental evolution for the black race. There is no direction. There's nothing. Just a headless horseman. Just a headless horseman, just on a horse, just riding to nowhere, riding in circles. That's why the sacrifice is necessary. Does sacrifice mean physical death or a mental one? Physical. It's a mental death. We have to kill that mentality in us in order to raise to another level. See, because the physical death is already occurring amongst the black race. They're killing themselves off already. Every time you hear about these guys shooting each other down the hood, stabbing each other, all the things that go on, because like I said, it kills me how black people are so appalled when they hear about some white man or some person of another race killing off their kids and whatnot, but they never mad about the violence and the young black kids are shooting each other down because of gang violence or whatever, the black-on-black crime. They're not... That don't bother them. It's always when somebody else outside does something. That's when they're blown away by it. You know, they don't worry about Raheem down the corner cutting your son in the face or raping your daughter or shooting your son over his iPod or something stupid, or because he got on a blue shirt or a red shirt. That's not what you worried about. You know, you worried about somebody from another race killing our people, and we doing it faster than anybody. So they already, the death toll is already on the black race. Why is this decision being made now, and what does this mean in the future for the remnants of our people? Yeah. Well, we're in a stage right now. We've come to the end and a new beginning. We 12 years into the new millennium, about to go into the 13th year of the new millennium. 13, as I keep saying over and over again, I'm going to keep saying it, represents a new day, a new beginning, and an end. The end and a new beginning, because the closing of one door represents the opening of another. So it is meant for us to go into this mindset as an evolutionary new people. A lot of our people are not coming with us. A lot of our people want to be amongst the old. A lot of our people don't feel this is necessary. So this is the mentality we face. You know, this is the mentality that we have amongst us right now. This is the mentality that we're going to be engulfed in and dealing with. We're moving on. A lot of our people, like I said, they should be happy at this day. They should be happy in this day and time. They should be happy that there is renewed life in our people. They shouldn't be seeing this as a time of sadness. They should be seeing this as a time of happiness right now. They should be rejoicing. Our people who are in tune mentally should be rejoicing right now that this knowledge has come to move our people forward and separate us from the mentally dead, the people who are not trying to move on, the people who want to keep telling you that you have to constantly go in a rotation around and around again and again. Same madness. I'm going to take this last call. You have to be brief, brother. Mr. Jeevis, you have to be brief, brother.
Yes, hello. This is Devin Newby. I'm there. I hope you cannot, sir.
What'd you say?
This is Colin Dolan Newby. I'm calling from the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm calling to see you. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just wondering, do you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, son?
What'd you say?
Do you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, son?
No, I do not. Goodbye.
Why do you not accept Jesus Christ?
No, I do not. Goodbye. 914. 914,
hello, brother?
You're on the air. Yes, 914.
How you doing, brother? I got a question for you. I know it's not pertaining to your podcast, but I just want to know, did you used to be in, you used to live in D.C.?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I saw that you were probably from the New World Order. They used to have a podcast on there. But,
I'm not associated with any group called New World Order.
But I just started listening to your podcast tonight,
mm-hmm.
and I really like your work, brother. You're doing some good things. I like it. I like what I'm learning.
All right.
I'll definitely be listening to you more often.
All right. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow. And we brought our, this is our special Sunday broadcast I wanted to do, but we broadcast tomorrow, and our usual days is Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9. All right?
I enjoy your information. You have a good one, all right?
Yeah, we share intelligence, not information. We're not about the information. I just have to make the distinction. But thank you, brother. I appreciate
intelligence. It. I understand it.
All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We've come to the end of our broadcast. And please, people, don't call here and, you know, with the religious talk. This is not a religious show, and I don't want Jesus in my heart or Muhammad or Allah or anybody. We're not interested in religion. Why do people feel the need to have to force religion down your throat? If I don't want to accept it, I don't want to hear it, then leave us alone. You know, this is not what this is. I'm not interested in accepting anybody in my heart except, you know, my heart. Only thing I'm interested in going through my heart is blood and ventricles and auricles and all that and whatever goes into my heart. That's what I'm interested in. So this has been State of Mentel Radio. Join us November 25th for the Supermen Superwomen Project. Higher intelligence, advanced thinking. That's what this is about. It's not about religion. It's not about race. It's not about any of that. It's about advancing your way of thinking. Okay? So join us Monday night at 9. I forget what the topic is. I got to look again, but it'll be hot as usual. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This has been State of Mentel Radio. Good night.